5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Howdy, Croc Nation. Dr. Tom Iannelli here with another amazing Croc podcast for the greatest group of people in the entire world, our cancer survivor thrivers. And I couldn't be here without my friend and co-host, Angel Santana. Have faith, let it begin, on the other side of the computer glass. Angel, what do you say?
Listen, we are back in the colors that we're wearing today. We're wearing the black and blue attack. Not blue and black. It's the black and blue attack. So let's do this.
We're attacking in black and blue today. I'm very excited about this new, I'm going to call it a mini module, because it's not a full 7-8 episode module, but right, it's three. This is the middle. This is the salami, bologna, and cheese in the middle of the sandwich. And that's what we're going to be talking about. Just to refresh everyone's memory, or if anybody didn't listen last week, a cancer survivor starts their journey with that jolt, that shock. You know, Mr. Smith, Mrs. Jones, I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but you have cancer. And all of a sudden, everything in your world changes. But it's not just how you feel or the treatments you're going to be doing and the toxicity of that. And then what happens after, you know, the fears and the concerns and all of that that go along with cancer survivorship. But also from the minute that that word, the big C, that evil word comes out of the doctor's mouth, everyone looks at you differently. Family members, neighbors, coworkers, friends, even, you know, your medical team, everybody looks at you. Some look at you with pity. Some look at you like you have the, you know, the pox. Some people look at you, you know, you poor son of a bitch. Or some of people look at you, you know, as a reminder of their own mortality and they want to stay away from you. Some people want to do the world for you, but they don't know how. No one knows how to talk to you. So your entire world is rocked, not just on the medical side, but also on the personal side. And to put it, to make sense of this change and this sort of flux in your life, we started this sort of module looking at three different identities. So the first identity is changing that isolation that you feel as a cancer survivor and try to change it into the power of singularity, the power of you, and trying to utilize some tricks that we talked about last week. We talked about the different toxicities that are associated with your survivorship. And then we talked about making that conscious choice to change that isolation into something powerful, something into a superpower. And we looked at the triangulation of that singularity. We talked about quiet. We talked about wisdom. We talked about calm, peaceful, non-reactivity. And we were trying to help you get to that point where not only did you not feel alone, not only did you not feel isolated, but you actually felt empowered by the power within you. Today, we're going to switch gears and we're going to actually talk about the exact opposite. We're going to talk about plurality rather than singularity. And Angel, you know, I'm a cancer specialist. I do radiation therapy. But despite the fact that I'm a super specialist, in my world, I'm still a generalist. So, you know, I treat everybody. I don't have a specific site that I concentrate on. Many of my colleagues, I'm over in New York State. So I have a lot of friends at Memorial Sloan Kettering and at Mount Sinai and NYU, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And some of them are breast radiation therapists. Some of them are head and neck radiation therapists. Some of them are GU radiation therapists. I'm a generalist for sure, working in a rural community. But there is, as such, I don't really have any specific expertise. But the subject we're going to talk about today, I will say, I am an expert in. And that's in plurality of survivorship. And I'll explain that. I wouldn't even say that I'm an expert. I would say that I'm a world expert on this, and I'm going to tell you why. So back to that scenario, cancer survivor, diagnosis, no one knows what to say, what to do, how to treat you, how to respond to you, how to react to you. And then there's the Saving Private Ryan moment. So that first 20 minutes of that movie, you know, when those brave soldiers, you know, go onto the Normandy beaches. And I actually was there a few weeks ago doing a history kind of visit and just kind of with a friend whose father fought in that battle. Wow. And just kind of going back to see, you know, and try to imagine that. And I would think that when that soldier, if they happen to be blessed enough to have survived that day and the campaign that followed, and then they came home, I bet you they felt very similar. I bet you they felt that no one really knew what to say to them. And some people probably just wanted life to go on as it was and ignore the changes that happened within that soldier. And then all of a sudden that soldier could be sitting in a diner having a cup of coffee. And all of a sudden he might see somebody with a hat, you know, a ranger hat or a, you know, or an infantry hat or a CB hat or whatever. And he'll go sit and have a cup of coffee and they'll be able to have such a connection, such an energy between them. That can't be achieved. And I don't want this particular podcast in any way to degrade your family members and your friends who all love you and want you to do well and are survivors by, you know, just by, you know, just by definition of being related to you or being in your life. But there is a power between survivors. There is a power between soldiers. There is a power that I sort of got a feel of. So as a young oncologist, as young oncologists, we spend the good part of maybe the first third or maybe a little bit less of our career getting good at what we're doing. So we do our general training and then we do our specialty training and then we do our subspecialty training and then we have to take our boards and then we need the big E, right, Angel? We need the experience. We need to put a couple of years. We got to get some gray hair. We have to see every possible permutation of everything that we need to see to get to that point. And once we've mastered that as oncologists, then there's something missing. And I always tell everybody the story of Croc, you know, our organization started on a beach when I was watching my children build a sandcastle and realizing that it's not going to be enough just to be a great oncologist or be great at what you do. So either be a great breast surgeon or a great medical oncologist or a great radiation oncologist. You really had to dig deeper and you really had to get more in touch and in tune with our heroes, with our survivor thrivers. And from that sandcastle, I started to develop a style that fit my personality. So my personality, just by, you know, whatever God provided me, is very, very, you know, friendly and funny, hopefully funny, at least funny to me, informal and accessible. And then there was the lunch. So the thing that started it all, besides the Relay for Life and watching the cancer survivors interact and doing their laps, was two women, Mary and Beth, completely different people, not only one from the farm, one from the city. One was like 6'2", one was about 4'8", one was built like a linebacker, one was built like a ballerina, completely different people. Completely different backgrounds, but in a waiting room, being treated for their breast cancers 30 years ago, they became friends and they both were going to finish on the same day and their appointments were back to back. And they said, Ian Ellie, we're going out to lunch and you're coming with us. And I took them out to lunch and that was the lunch that launched this realization of this power, this nuclear power of how survivors can interface and that plurality, having someone who understands what they're going through, that understands those fears, that understands those concerns, that understands their life is something that we're going to be talking about today. So after whatever year we're on, 20 something, you know, as the Croc organization, that's why I say this is a podcast that I feel that I have great amount of depth of knowledge and experience, you know, with some of the greatest people that I've ever had the privilege of meeting. So, Angel, your thoughts so far?
I mean, it's quite honest, you know, it's quite obvious, I should say, that your whole heart is invested here. We knew that anyway from the start of this whole podcast because of what you've done from the beginning. And I think you're on 24 plus years, if I'm correct, mathematically. So, I mean, that anyone that would understand what you have put in into, and if you know Dr. E like I do, he's not about any type of recognition. He's all in for the patient. So I'm very impressed and honored to be a part of this show.
Oh, thank you, Angel. Very sweet words. I am very grateful to you as well. But there's going to be three things we're going to emphasize today when we talk about plurality and, you know, this survivor to survivor, you know, energy. Is number one, we're going to really have a goal for this podcast. Our goal for this podcast is try to begin teaching our survivor thrivers how to plug in to the survivorship underground, number one. And then we're going to have a couple of key teaching points that we'll exclaminate.
There's a word.
It's not a word, but we make them up here. Exclaim or whatever word you wanted to say or make up. That's what
you know. We're going to have to do. E. We're going to have to do one day when we continue to make it big on this show. We're going to have to come up with the Croc Podcast Dictionary.
Dictionary. Yes. Yeah, I need that because we can exclaminate all these different things that we make up as we go along. But in any case, what I would like to highlight, first of all, is we're going to talk a little bit about that underground and how to plug you in. So the first thing we want to teach you guys is that now's the time, and you know this already, because if you listened to the last podcast, you know how strong you are as an individual. You know how strong you are as a survivor. You've had to dig deep into your soul in order to get that juice, that energy, that power, that absolute fearlessness to get out there and get take care of your cancer. So now we're going to go into new territory. And we talked about improving yourself and getting to be the person you want to be. And this is sort of a sidebar to that in the sense that we want you to create an environment, almost like a gardener. It's getting to that time where the sod is coming in and the seeds are being planted. And hopefully in a couple of months, the tomatoes will start popping out. But we want you to really visualize what it is that your garden is going to be, your survivorship, you know, network. You are going to create the network that's right for you, because one person's network is not going to be adequate for another, and it's not going to be adequate for another. Some people are going to need certain things. So that's what we're going to talk about. The other take-home point that I want to make sure that we emphasize is that the survivorship plurality, that energy, that survivorship circle that we're going to plug you into, I don't want you guys to think of this as a one-way situation. In order to really get and derive the greatest benefit from this plurality, there's going to be a little bit of giving and there's going to be a little bit of taking. And sometimes you're going to have more taking than giving. And sometimes there's going to be more giving than taking, depending on where you are with your journey. For example, in the beginning, when you're just getting diagnosed and you know nothing about what's going on, you're going to be taking. You're going to be taking as much information. You're going to be networking with other survivors and with other groups. And you're going to be just inundating yourself with as much information and support as you possibly can. So you're going to be taking and taking and taking and taking until there reaches a point where you're going to need to start giving. And it's that connection between the give and that take. There's an equilibrium. There's going to be sort of like a symbiosis between those two things that you're going to need to balance in order to really get the greatest benefit from this plurality. So there are many, many, many different plugins for you guys. So there's the formal support groups. That's how Croc started. All those dinners, all those educational talks, as I said, thousands of talks. That's an exaggeration. Hundreds of talks to survivors about different aspects of survivorship. And this is already our 100th, over 100 podcasts. So, you know, you get the idea. Sometimes coronavirus, you know, did terrible things to us and our society, and talk about isolation, but also it gave us virtual abilities. Many of my patients that are getting second opinions now, they're getting second opinions, not just from New York City, Memorial Sloan Kettering, Mount Sinai. They're getting, you know, second opinions from MD Anderson in Houston, or from UCLA, or from Gainesville, or from wherever, all these great cancer centers because of virtual, you know, the virtual platform. So there are many support groups that you could plug into that are virtual, you know, so you can find, as a matter of fact, remember, Angel, we did a series of amazing podcasts with our friends from Canada, nurses from Canada and from Sweden, and, you know, just talking about some of the great resources. They don't even have to be confined to the United States. They can be anywhere. There's some amazing people out there. Angel, you made some really nice comments about me and my devotion to our survivors, but I am one of trillions of providers who feel the same way about you guys as I do. And we met a lot of them, and they were on this podcast, and they really, you know, could be a resource for your survivorship as well. There's a lot of guardian angel programs. I just got a text before we started recording about an old patient of mine who has a friend who's coming to see me. He offered to be this guy's guardian angel. So there's going to be opportunities for you guys to meet other patients who have gone through what you've been through, and they can pretty much tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly. Those are your guardian angels. Many of my patients who had guardian angels have become guardian angels. Remember, we talked about the give and take. You could also join a society. So there are specific societies. Our friend Jimmy Juice Man Angel, he had a leiomyosarcoma. He joined the leiomyosarcoma organization. There's when you go, if you ever go run a marathon or run a race, you'll see a bunch of, I call them the purple people. So there were purple, you know, running outfits for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. There's so many different specific groups that you could volunteer for, that you can join, that you can go to events, that you could go to educational functions. There's just so much you can do depending on what your diagnosis is. You can also volunteer, as I said, you can volunteer. I have a bunch of people who have volunteered for our cancer center, for our radiation therapy department, who were patients of ours, who have come back. You know, they might be retired or have some time on their hand, and they want to give back, and they want to give back by, you know, our friend Mamie is, you know, copying things and putting packets together. And my old friend Bill Bloomer and a bunch of old guys, Bruno and all those guys, they used to come in and do some great stuff for our survivors. So, you know, that might be something that might also juice you up, getting into the plurality with being able to help others that are currently under treatment. You might want to join a fundraiser. You know, there's different ways of doing that. You might want to raise money for a cause. So I can't tell you how many times, because I don't know how to say no, that some patient would come up to me and say, hey, listen, would you do me a favor? I'm doing this fundraiser for the Leukemia Society. I'm doing this fundraiser for St. Jude's. I'm doing this fundraiser for whatever. Boy, that must feel good to be able to, you know, say, okay, hey, I just raised $10,000 for, you know, for my cause. Imagine how good that would make a survivor thriver feel. And the other thing is, I want you guys to look out, and you can make your own little survivorship circle, just like Beth and Mary did. They did it without knowing that it was going to become something that was going to be over a quarter century and help thousands of patients, but they built their circle. And you guys can build your circle too. And there's nothing that can say that a survivor thriver can't have fun. You know, you don't all have to just sit and cry together. There might be days where you need to do that, but there might be days where you want to go out for a slice of pizza or there might be days where you want to go to the movies, or there might be days where you want to go to the city and go to Rockefeller Center and see the Christmas tree. You know, it could be anything. Go to a show, go to a museum, you know, go to a lecture. You know, there's, you make your own survivorship circle with the people that you're interfacing with. Again, this is a podcast about the plurality of survivors helping survivors, not about doctors helping survivors or family helping survivors. We've covered that. We'll cover it again. This is strictly the power that you have in the plurality of your survivorship. So really, Angel, if you think about Citizens Reunited to Overcome Cancer, CROC, right? Mm-hmm. We were really the perfect plurality for survivors because we had a very nice blend of the give and take, right? So we had a situation where we almost, I guess, modeled the organization almost like the model of medical education, which is the old Hippocratic method from, you know, from the inception of time. From the inception of Western thought and from the inception of Hippocrates and the, you know, and you know, medical training, you have your medical students, you have your third year medical students who are taught by the fourth year medical students, who are taught by the interns, who are taught by the junior residents, who are taught by the senior residents, who are taught by the chief residents, who are taught by the attendings. And it's a trickle down thing. So it all starts as a pyramid with that first survivor kind of crawling up on their hands and knees, getting through their treatments and kind of climbing to the top of the mountain. And then all of a sudden, the next person comes up and they have throw a rope down and they bring that person up. And as that person is climbing up that rope, they throw the rope down for the next person. And it just is a never-ending source of support. You know, from survivors, for survivors, to survivors. And it's a give and take. Sometimes you need to be the person that is pulling the person up, and sometimes you have to be the person that's being pulled up. It will depend on where you are with your journey. So getting back to the CROC model, you know, the provision of a safe place with a critical mass of survivors. So a lot of times you have these functions. I've seen it where a lot of these societies and these organizations, there's all the benefactors and all the people who have donated money. And then there's all the politicos and the administrators. And then there's like a trickling, you know, a few specks of survivors. CROC was the opposite. CROC was like there were a million survivors and then a couple of the rest of us. And that's really a much better critical mass that you guys need. It was also a blend of social, nourishing, events, education, fun. There was community building with, we would bring meals to people who couldn't take care of themselves. We would make visits to the hospital. We would interface with other organizations like Miriam and the Celebrate Life, you know, Marathon. And we would, you know, because we were not in a competitive mode. We were in a collaborative mode. And any cancer support structures that are out there, any organizations that are, you know, competitive, that's not where you want to be. You want to be collaborative. You don't want to be competitive. And then you have a cultural aspect where you're also expanding your survivors or giving them, you're not expanding them, but you're giving them opportunity to expand. And I think one of the things I loved the most was the activities. So there are the walks and the hikes and the runs and the bikes and the races. We had the Richard Miller triathlon team or activity team where we would all get together once a week and we would do a run or a hike or do something. Or then we would all enroll en masse, you know, on an event, train for an event like a 10K or whatever. And I can't tell you how successful, obviously you guys know how successful because Angel and I are talking to you 20 something years later and doing a podcast. So it must have worked. So why am I saying all this great stuff? Am I saying it to inflate us? As Angel said, absolutely not. We're using it as an example of how you guys can plug in to that survivorship underground and get what you need to get in that plurality. So we taught you about the power of your singularity. Today, we talked about the power of your plurality with your fellow survivors. And next week, we're going to teach you how to be singular in a plurality environment with all the distractions of life, the screaming kids and the dirty diapers and the broken boilers and the burned roasts and the broken carburetors and you hate your boss and blah, 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 blah. We're going to get into that next week. Angel Santana.
You know, I feel like we're in the shape concept too. You know, last week we did the whole triangle. And I feel like when this is all said and done, we're going to have a full circle and it's going to really educate all of us. And you know what? It doesn't matter. I think this is also a very life experience type of podcast episode, mini module, you want to call it, because not only are we giving ideas to those that are in need of other type of criterias or things to do, but I think it also shows that anyone can do something like this if they put their mind to it.
Angel, I want to just tell you something. I pray, and like you said, you and I have the same prayer for our podcast. We just want to connect with one person every week. If we connect with a million, fantastic. But as long as we connect with one person who gets benefit, derives benefit from this, that makes us happy. And I think that we both are in agreement with that. And I will say that besides the survivors, I don't think anyone gets more out of this than I do. Oh, yeah. You probably feel that that's kind of what I think you were saying, is that these lessons for anybody who's listening, you know, not just for our survivor thrivers, but maybe a family member of a survivor thriver, or maybe be a doctor or a nurse, or, you know, someone in the healthcare field, or just someone who's listening. There's, you know, good juice here for everybody. You don't have to be a survivor thriver, you know, to derive benefit from this. So, Angel, I don't know how to thank you. So I'm going to just say thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you, my friend.
Everybody, have faith. Let it begin every day, Monday through Friday. You know how to reach my friend Angel. And guess what? On Mondays, guess who the co-host is?
Dr.
Yours
E.
truly. So if you listen to his podcast, listen to it on Monday. Rod Freeman, looking forward to seeing you, my friend, and having further meetings. We have our board meeting coming up soon. We still have some work to do before we meet. Rod is a amazing resource for our survivors. Anybody who has a small business, who needs a website, who needs some advice on how to get their little side gig going, their little side hustle, Rod would be your guy. Small biz up. Michael John Benzea, Charlotte Larson, they are our belief system. They believe in us. They always have, and they told me they always will. Angel Michael's career is going crazy. He's been on a ton of TV shows, and his career is really taking off, and he's enjoying LA. And he promised me that when he gets back to visit his dad in Montgomery, he's going to chat us up and he's going to take us out to dinner, that son of a gun, because now that he's a working actor, he could certainly afford to take us out for some ribs, for sure. To the amazing, amazing, amazing board of directors, I can't wait to see. I think it's about a month away. Get together. We're going to find a new place. It's a surprise. I haven't figured it out yet. Can't wait to eat with you, share a meal, enjoy each other's company, and show you hopefully the work that Rod, Angel, and I have been doing for the podcast and for the website. So we appreciate you guys and all that you do and all the sacrifice you make for our cancer survivor thrivers. And lastly, this is the pep talk time. This is the Newt Rockne. This is the time for Dr. E to tell you guys how amazing and strong you are. You know, we're talking these last couple of podcasts about you guys getting diagnosed with cancer and then having everyone look at you differently and how to, you know, get yourself, break yourself out of that isolation and become strong as an individual and then find relief in the plurality of your other survivors. And next week to find that inner peace, despite all the other stuff that continues to happen in all of our lives, all that entropy and craziness, you know, how do you stay sane? And hopefully Angel and I will be able to support that. But be it as it may, realize that this is not a little thing. You know, being diagnosed with cancer is huge. It has changed your life. It has rocked you to the core. It has changed the way people have looked at you and look at you and react to you and interact with you. And it's going to make you stronger. It's going to make you tougher. It's going to make you to be an incredible human you're going to be able to leave a legacy when you leave this earth, which will not be for many, 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 many years and decades. And when you guys die, you're not dying of your cancer. You are worthwhile. You are special. You are brave. You are loved. You are supported. You are not alone. You guys are fighters. You got this. We end this podcast like we end every single podcast on behalf of Angel and the board. This is your friend, Dr. Tommy and Ellie, telling you guys, go out there and have a long, healthy, happy, cancer-free life. God bless you. God be with you. Peace.